some refugee in this study mentioned that they experienced their being in the new society as a dropping from the moon to the earth for them. So you can see that it's the biggest stress for them. I have an example for culture shock in this area, that they were concerned about the extent of changes, for example, their children's behavior, that the children in the new society were willing to assimilate themselves with the new culture and disregard their traditional values and beliefs. And the parents, and in particular the women, were very, very concerned about this, and it could affect their mental health negatively. Another category that I mentioned in my recent publication was social factors, for example, having a secure job or lack of, for example, convenient and affordable housing. It was very important issues that refugee women struggling with.
Why are these things extra burdens for women?
It's my belief that maybe women are more social and they like to share their experiences and they like to talk. So it was more important for them when they are in a new environment. They didn't have anybody or any close friend to share their experiences. And also, most of them, their language was not that competent to share their experiences with other people from other languages.
How do we help women get through this? Have you identified any ways that we can work through these problems?
Actually, in this study, I found some strategies that this population tried to employ to reduce their stresses or integrate to the new environment. One of them was to, for example, seeking support from ethnic communities. Ethnic community can help this population to, you know, increase their empowerment and, you know, to feel more confidence and to share and provide them with the opportunity to share their experiences with other people from their country of origin. And I believe that ethnic communities can help refugee women to maintain their health condition.
And so something you mentioned before was the idea of psychological health. How important is psychological health as opposed to just the physical health concerns for this population?
Their role as women in a family is more obvious and apparent when they are in a new environment and they have to support their family members. So if they feel depressed or they feel down in terms of their mental condition, maybe they cannot support their family, and also they may suffer from some physical problems as well.
So what kind of research would you still want to do, or what questions do you think we still need to ask?
In my next project, I'm working on asylum seeker women, and I'm doing a research on asylum seekers because I believe that asylum seekers living in an insecure residency, and maybe their problems are more than refugee women.
Why is that? What's the distinction?
Refugee women, actually, refugee has a definition. Refugee refers to people who their refuge or their asylum application has been accepted and they are settled in the recipient country, for example, in Australia. But asylum seekers are the people who are waiting for a response to their asylum application, and they are not sure that they will be settled in Australia, for example, in my project, or they will be deported to their country of origin. So as you can see, that it's very big stress for them that may influence their health condition psychologically and physically.
Is there any research already in this area on what kind of psychological impact waiting for refugee status, for asylum seeker status?
For asylum seeker, actually, I'm working on Iranian asylum seeker women, and I had a review on literature, and I know that there is no published and documented, you know, evidence about this population. Actually, about other population, maybe about African women, there are some publications and some studies on them, about refugee African women, but about asylum seekers, I didn't find much, you know, knowledge or much publications about this population.
Obviously, you've been speaking to people in the situation. Do you have any stories that might help people understand what these women or these people are going through?
One thing that I can say in this stage is that all participants in this situation, they all complain of their insecure residency, and they are very concerned about not having a visa and not having a stable condition. And what I found from this population in this stage, that they are very concerned about their condition, their children's condition, their education, that all of them are affected by their insecure residency condition in Australia, and they wish to have a visa to be settled in Australia.
In terms of helping them with their health, is there a solution we can offer now, you know, psychological support and health assistance, or is it simply the matter of getting them a visa that would be the thing that would help them relieve that burden on their minds?
Yeah. Actually, there are some things in healthcare services, for example, as you mentioned, psychological support and counseling session that they use. But I still believe that when we have ongoing issues, application of these supports cannot help them that much, because they said that they are using the services, for example, the counseling services, psychological services, but they are still suffering from mental issues.
Sarah Shishigar, PhD student in the Faculty of Health at UTS, speaking with Nina Copel.